governor has.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that'll go into effect at noon. Otherwise, we'll see areas of freezing drizzle this afternoon, cloudy at 30. Tonight, wintry mix, cloudy skies in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have decreasing clouds in the lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy in the lower 20s. For Friday, cloudy skies will have snow likely in the afternoon, highs at 32. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A federal judge has ruled. Attorneys for Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen contend that the Somalis are not victims because the plot was thwarted and no one was hurt. U.S. District Judge Eric Malgren ruled that the intended victims are entitled to have their statements heard. Kansas' new Democratic governor has reinstated a ban on anti-LGBT bias in hiring and employment decisions by state agencies and extended it to state government contractors. Governor Laura Kelly's executive order yesterday fulfills a promise Kelly made in her successful campaign. It restores a policy that had been rescinded by former conservative Republican Governor Sam Brownback, but it is broader than the previous ban because it applies to state contractors. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
See the Anthony Co-op in Anthony, Kansas.
A 20-year-old Wichita man has been convicted in the shooting death of another man in what police say was a botched marijuana deal. The Wichita Eagle reports Mark Holly III was found guilty this week of first-degree felony murder in the death of 18-year-old Deshaun Smith. Police have said Smith and an 18-year-old woman connected with Holly and met him in a residential neighborhood to buy drugs. Smith was later found dead in the woman's car. Western Kansas Ford County says it plans to announce two new polling locations within Dodge City for this year's elections amid mounting legal fees in a lawsuit over voting access. The Hutchinson News reports the county will mail notices to voters informing them of their new polling place after arrangements for them are finalized. The sites will not include the former Civic Center location nor the Expo Center outside of town that sparked a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Your business is part of your life. Let our agents at Blue Valley Insurance customize an insurance program to help protect the business you've built. We'll get to know you and your company, matching your specific needs with a commercial policy. You can select multiple commercial packages that offer standard property or liability coverage and add other features that provide protection for unforeseen events. We're here to serve you at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A 6-year-old girl has died in a 2-vehicle crash in northwestern Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports the crash happened Monday evening on State Highway 385. Investigators say 6-year-old Alyssa Mazanek of Hemingford died after the vehicle her mother was driving attempted to turn left and was hit by a semi-trailer that tried to pass the vehicle the girl was riding in. Nebraska's state government collected less tax revenue than expected in December. The Nebraska Department of Revenue reports that net receipts for the month totaled $387 million, which is nearly 9% below official state estimates of $425 million. The monthly report says net sales and use, individual income, and miscellaneous taxes were all below projections. Net corporate income taxes were higher than expected for the month. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, DEF, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm, down at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Marshall County District Judge ruling that sufficient evidence warrants a trial for Weston Adams of Frankfort, who is charged with involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence of alcohol, resulting in the death of Ariana Martin of Frankfort last May. Adams was driving an ATV with Martin as a passenger when the vehicle crossed into the ditch and overturned north of Elites. He faces additional charges of interference with law enforcement and driving without an ignition hitter lock device. Arraignment is set February 5th in Marshall County District Court. An injury accident was reported at the Hanover Junction on U.S. Highway 36 last Tuesday evening. A Florida man, Victor Roscoe, reportedly failed to yield at the stop sign on K-148 and was struck by Brian Graves of Greenleaf. Graves and a passenger in his vehicle were transported to Hanover Hospital with injuries sustained. The Washington County Sheriff's Office is investigating a hit-and-run accident which occurred Friday, January 11th, on U.S. 36 just east of Yankee Road. The hit-and-run vehicle is a newer model gray Chevy pickup with damage to the front end and the driver's side door. Driver described as a white male with gray hair and a beard, 50 to 60 years old. Anyone with information regarding this accident Friday, January 11th, on U.S. 36 east of Yankee Road, contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Valley Heights USD 498 School Board has canceled their public meeting toward long-term planning efforts, which was scheduled Wednesday due to the basketball games at Frankfort. That meeting will be rescheduled at a later date. Pre-registration is due Friday for a deer management workshop upcoming next Wednesday, January 23rd in Axtell. K-State Research and Extension is hosting the event, which will include discussion of deer behavior and biology, as well as habitat evaluation, food plots, feed supplements, diseases, and antler growth. Charlie Lee will speak. Hunters, outdoorsmen, and landowners are welcome to attend. Registration at 6. Meeting begins at 6:30 next Wednesday evening at the Axtell American Legion Community Building. A $10 registration fee covers a meal provided. RSVP due this Friday with the Marshall County Extension Office at 562-3531 or email Anastasia at ksu.edu. Payments may be made at the door. Leonard E. Ferking, age 89, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date with the Kinsley Mortuaries in charge of arrangements for Leonard Ferking. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, wheat bread, California blend, and cinnamon pears. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, and peach crisp. KNDY News time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Busy weather across the United States. Looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, we have a cold front extending through Kansas into the east central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring a little bit of some wintry weather, a little bit of a wintry mix, some snow showers as we head through the day and into tonight across some areas of the Midwest, continuing into tomorrow. And then we have a break within another low pressure system that will move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest Friday into the weekend, bringing accumulating snow all across the area and into some parts of the upper parts of the United States. Otherwise, temperatures definitely going to be chilly by the weekend. So looking at the forecast, we have a winter weather advisory for the noontime hours, as we'll see areas of freezing drizzle this afternoon, cloudy skies with highs around 30. Tonight, wintry mix, cloudy skies in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, we'll have decreasing clouds. We'll see highs in the lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 21, and Friday night and Saturday, snow likely. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40, the average low 19. Sunset this evening, 5:25. Sunrise in the morning at 7:40. 29 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 16th of January. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Buy your tickets early for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's
12th
annual musical review fundraiser. It's all about the numbers at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January
25th
and
26th
at
7
p.m. and Sunday, January
27th
at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Post
163
in Marysville. Advance tickets are
$15
and may be purchased in Marysville at the Advocate, CJ Express East and West, and in Frankfort at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop, and in Blue Rapids at the State Bank of Blue Rapids.
The Warriors set a record, and Jimmy Butler bests his old team. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Golden State cruises by Denver.
Curry gets the pass. Hook pass up top to Draymond. Back to Curry. Right corner three. Swish!
On 95.7 The Game, the Warriors set an NBA first quarter record with 51 points. They won 142-111 and take over the top spot in the Western Conference. The 76ers rout the T-Wolves.
Cross-court skip by Embiid to Butler. Three-ball bucket. Jimmy Butler knocks out his second trade.
On WPEN, Jimmy Butler scores 21 in his first game against Minnesota since being traded by the team. Philadelphia won 149-107. The Lakers send the Bulls to an eighth straight loss.
Zach LaVine at the top of the key. Bounce pass, Markkanen. Another steal. Back-to-back steals by the Lakers. This one to Ingram. Ingram to Lonzo. Another three. Lonzo hits two in a row.
On ESPN LA 710, Los Angeles won 107-100. To the ice, Tampa Bay shuts out Dallas.
Now Braden Colbert. Long toss board at center. Touches Stamkos across the blind high slot. Right circle feed. Pull on. Score!
On 970 WFLA, Tampa Bay wins 2-0. San Jose wins its fifth straight.
Kane across the blue line. Moves into the pen zone. Bodied off the play there by Pettersson, who seems to be really fitting in. Nice man move by Hurdle. Walks around defense, and he scores!
On KUFX, the Sharks win 5-2 over the Penguins. College hoops, fourth-ranked Virginia crushed ninth-ranked Virginia Tech.
Quick pass down to the low block. DeAndre Hunter draws the crowd. He feeds that to Kyle Guy, who splashes through the three-pointer from the right wing.
On the Virginia Sports Network, UVA won 81-59. At the Australian Open, American Frances Tiafoe upset fifth seed Kevin Anderson in the second round. On the women's side, American Sloane Stephens, Danielle Collins, and Amanda Anisimova all advance. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Tuesday basketball tip-offs in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Top seed St. Mary's drew a bye as Flint Hills withdrew from the tournament. Second seed Marysville beat Horton 65-23. Third seed host Nebahal Central beat Atchison 64-58. And fifth seed Fall City up into fourth seed Jackson Heights 49-44. Semifinals on Thursday, pitting Marysville against Nebahal Central in a 7 o'clock tip-off, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League Tournament, second day action in the girls' division. Top seed Hanover beat Axtell 44-35. Second seed Frankfort down Donovan West 66-25. Third seed Centralia outlasted Valley Heights 36-35. And fourth seed Clifton Clyde defeated Blue Valley 54-41. In action on Wednesday, bottom of the bracket, Blue Valley meets Axtell at 3. Valley Heights girls play Donovan West at 6. In our broadcast coverage at 3, Hanover girls face Clifton Clyde. And at 6, Frankfort entertains Centralia. Boys play on Tuesday, top seed Hanover down Valley Heights 67-44. Second seed Blue Valley over Axtell 69-51. Third seed Frankfort fell to sixth seed Clifton Clyde 50-33. And fourth seed Washington County was upended by number 5 Centralia 68-65. Bottom of the bracket on Wednesday at 4:30, Washington County meets Valley Heights. At 7:30, Frankfort tips off with Axtell. In our broadcast feature at 4:30, Hanover boys meet Centralia. Blue Valley tips off with Clifton Clyde in the late game at 7:30. Again, live broadcast coverage, 3 games back-to-back on Wednesday. Hanover Clifton Clyde girls at 3, Hanover Centralia boys at 4:30, Frankfort Centralia girls at 6. Live continuing coverage from the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament. Scores and brackets are updated on our website as well at KNDYRadio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval didn't pull any punches during a keynote address to the organization at its 100th annual meeting. Duval called 2018 a terrible year for American agriculture. Roughly 7,000 folks were in attendance as Duval said farmers experienced a perfect storm the past year. The only exception came on some of the organization's key policy issues. There were a lot of victories on the agriculture policy front, like tax reform that lowered taxes for just about every farmer and rancher. That included a doubling of the estate tax for farm families, a long-sought goal of the Farm Bureau. Now, one of the biggest victories, passing a 2018 farm bill. One of the bright spots on the regulatory front, the new clean water rule proposed by the EPA. Duval notes that of the 28 deregulatory actions taken by the Trump administration, half of them have involved agriculture. Looking ahead to this year, Duval encouraged members to gear up for Farm Bureau tackling challenges like farm labor, trade, as well as infrastructure needs like broadband expansion. Well, the Trump administration included a range of agriculture demands in its list of formal objectives for trade talks with the European Union. That list came out late last week when EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström was in D.C. visiting U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Malmström reiterated last week the EU will not be negotiating on agriculture, but that if wide-ranging trade deals to be accomplished, something has to give, according to reports. The administration wants to bring down tariff and non-tariff barriers on U.S. ag goods as a result of European skepticism about American agriculture practices like biotechnology. Agriculture has been a big sticking point in recent attempts to establish a trade deal between the U.S. and the EU. Malmström told reporters after the meeting with Lighthizer that the parameters of discussions have yet to be decided. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday was a pretty brutal day for corn, wheat, and soybeans. We just couldn't seem to get anything going. News was better in the livestock complex, but corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat just did not fare well. March corn down 7 1/4, 3.71 1/4. May down 7 1/4 at 3.79 3/4. March soybeans down 10 1/4 at 8.93 1/4. May beans down 10 1/2 at 9.06 3/4. Lots of market issues weighing on soybeans the last couple of days. March soybean meal down 250 at 309.30. May down 270 at 313. March soy oil 16 points lower at 28.24. May down 16 points at 28.52. So not anything positive to talk about in the soy complex. Kansas City wheat struggled as well. March KC wheat down 3.5 at 495.5. May down 3.5 at 506.75. So as far as corn, wheat, soybeans are concerned, not a good day Tuesday. Better news in the livestock complex. We saw some green there. February live cattle up 152 at 126.95. April up 75 at 127.42. The later months were mixed, but the early contracts did well. We saw some mixed numbers in feeder cattle also. January feeders down a dime at 144.75. But March feeders up 35 at 144.75, and each of the later months was also up. So it was not such a bad day for feeder cattle after we got past that initial contract. And hogs were mixed. February hogs up 30 at 62.15. April hogs up 12 at 66.95. And the subsequent months were down in hogs, but with the front months up, it was not a bad afternoon after all for the livestock complex. All in all, cotton had some struggles. March cotton down 63 points at 72.36. May cotton down 79 points at 73.72. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
For decades, white planters have earned a reputation for boosting yields and profits. Now they've taken a quantum leap forward with the addition of precision planting, world-renowned technology. This is Leroy, the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. Did you know that precision planting technology is fully integrated into your equipment straight from the factory? Right now, you can demo the 9800 BE Series planter, which takes the trusted systems white planters have used for years and combines them with precision planting's innovations for an even higher level of performance. It's all designed to give you more speed so you can plant faster while still getting the seed exactly where it needs to be. More accuracy, one seed per space, and seed spacing consistent across the entire width of the planter, and higher yields with real-time data to help you make better decisions. White planters and precision planting. We've combined two proven brands into one fantastic value. Find out more at Schmidt & Sons, your white planter dealer, located in Mount Hope and Winfield, or check us out on the web at schmidtinc.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. There are people who are trying to eliminate animal agriculture, make us all vegans. Well, let's say they succeed. What would our earth look like? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Frank Mittlerner is a professor at UC Davis. He is in the Animal Science Department. He is an air quality specialist. And this week on Farming America, we are talking about the effort to get rid of, to eliminate animal agriculture. Professor, on Twitter, where your handle is GHG Guru, greenhouse gas guru, you posted a quote from the founder of Impossible Burger, which is a plant-based food that tries to look and taste like beef. He made it clear what the mission of his company is, to replace the use of animals as a food technology globally by 2035, what he called the most important mission in the world. And speculating on his motives, I suspect financial gain would be on the list. But has anyone projected how the climate and the earth would look without animal agriculture?
Well, let me tell you something, because you just quoted him as saying this would be the most important mission in the world. I think it would be the most important mission for him and not for the world, because obviously this is his business interest.
Right.
I think that if we were to totally stop using animals, for example, here in the United States, let's say we were to stop using animal agriculture and we were to become a vegan society, then, and this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by my colleagues Hall and White, if we were to all turn into vegans, we would reduce the carbon footprint of the United States by 2.6%. The effect it would have to the world's greenhouse gases would be 0.3%. So if all 320 million Americans would become vegans, we would reduce global greenhouse gases by 0.3%. Now, that's not nothing, it's something, but I think everybody will agree that that reduction would be very minor. And what I'm very critical of is that those people make it sound as if a change in your eating habit would make up a profound change in such an important issue as climate change. And that is not the case.
Professor Frank Mittlerner of UC Davis. More from him tomorrow. Back after this. If you are concerned about issues around agriculture and greenhouse gases, I urge you to follow Professor Mitlerner on Twitter. His handle is GHGGuru. GHGGuru.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special bred heifer and stock cow sale on Wednesday, January 16th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the bred heifers. They'll be followed by the cow-calf pairs and then the bred cows. Consignments include 25 Big Fancy Angus calf and vaccinated first calf heifers, rebred to 6- Angus bulls for February 7th calving, 45 choice red Angus calf and vaccinated first calf heifers, rebred to mushrush red Angus bulls for February 20th calving. We'll have 20 big Montana origin red Angus first calf heifers, AI bred to red Angus bulls for February calves. We'll have 35 big home raised calf and vaccinated Angus first calf heifers, AI bred to Barrett Walt, which is high Cavanese Angus bulls, February 1st calving, 45 big fancy Angus first calf heifers, or AI bred and bull bred to quality low birth weight Angus bulls for February, March calving. We'll also have 35 black and black white face fall calving cows. They're 5 to 7 years old. They'll have big September, October calves by side. Cows have been running back with a black Simmental bull since November 1. There'll be 10 black cows, 3 to 6 years old, with 30-day-old Angus calves by side. Also be selling the 2-year-old Charley bull. To consign cows, or more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January 16th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 29 degrees in Marysville this morning. And we'll look at steady temperatures today with a chance for a winter mix of precipitation developing later today. As a result, it could be slick with temperatures at or just below freezing.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Former K-State quarterback Alex Delton originally planned to use his last year of eligibility playing at UTEP, but yesterday announced a change of plans on Twitter. The Hayes, Kansas native said he'll transfer to TCU, staying in the Big 12. Delton left K-State with 16 total touchdowns. One of the Kansas City Chiefs' most famous fans will perform the national anthem before the Chiefs take on the New England Patriots this weekend. Grammy Award winner Melissa Etheridge will perform at Sunday's game. Etheridge grew up just outside of Kansas City in Leavenworth. The winner of Sunday's game between the Chiefs and the Patriots will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And if you're headed to the big game this weekend, dress warmly. Weather.com says the high temp in KC, 19 degrees on Sunday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built, tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with Gooseneck Livestock Trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge. Turning to NCAA basketball, Duke remained firmly entrenched at number one for a fourth straight week in the AP's top 25 men's college basketball poll. Behind Duke, second-ranked and unbeaten Michigan earned 9 first-place votes. Third-ranked Tennessee had 13. Virginia, the only other unbeaten team, had the remaining 6. That quartet is significantly ahead of the rest of the field, with the gap between the Cavaliers and number 5 Gonzaga being bigger than that between Duke and Virginia. Michigan State, KU, Texas Tech, Virginia Tech, and Nevada rounded out the rest of the top 10 for a second straight week. Hoops action for tonight. The K-State Wildcats tip off against the Oklahoma Sooners. That match up at 6 o'clock this evening. It'll be the Baylor Bears with the KU Jayhawks at 7 o'clock, and Wichita State Shockers take on the Central Florida Knights. That tip off at 9 o'clock this evening. Mid-America Network Sports.
Second seed, Marysville Bulldogs, made short work of seventh seed Portland, tipping off the underclassic in Seneca Tuesday. Marysville jumping to a 20-0 first quarter lead. Never looked back in route to a 65-23 decision. Three Bulldogs in double figures for Marysville. Cam Official, Dalton Center, 13-8. Matt Holly scores 10. Bulldogs improved to 8-2. They're 4-0 since the Christmas break. Horton scoring with Sparse. Quinn Domino is their top scorer with 5 points. Chargers are just 1-9 on the season. Marysville 65, Horton 23. Tipping off the Thunder Classic, which continues with the semifinal Thursday. Marysville on the air at 7 o'clock. Live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Tuesday basketball tip-offs in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Top seed St. Mary's drew a bye as Flint Hills withdrew from the tournament. Second seed Marysville beat Horton 65-23. Third seed host Nemahal Central beat Atchison 64-58. And fifth seed Falls City up into fourth seed Jackson Heights 49-44. Semifinals on Thursday, pitting Marysville against Nemahal Central in a 7 o'clock tip-off, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League Tournament second day action in the girls' division. Top seed Hanover beat Axtell 44-35. Second seed Frankfort down Donovan West 66-25. Third seed Centralia outlasted Valley Heights 36-35. And fourth seed Clifton Clyde defeated Blue Valley 54-41. In action on Wednesday, bottom of the bracket, Blue Valley meets Axtell at 3. Valley Heights girls play Donovan West at 6. In our broadcast coverage at 3, Hanover girls face Clifton Clyde, and at 6, Frankfort entertains Centralia. Boys play on Tuesday, top seed Hanover, down Valley Heights 67-44. Second seed Blue Valley over Axtell 69-51. Third seed Frankfort fell to 6th seed Clifton Clyde 50-33. And 4th seed Washington County was upended by number 5 Centralia 68-65. Bottom of the bracket on Wednesday, at 4:30, Washington County meets Valley Heights. At 7:30, Frankfort tips off with Axtell. In our broadcast feature at 4:30, Hanover boys meet Centralia. Blue Valley tips off with Clifton Clyde in the late game at 7:30. Again, live broadcast coverage, 3 games back-to-back on Wednesday. Hanover Clifton Clyde girls at 3, Hanover Centralia boys at 4:30, Frankfort Centralia girls at 6. Live continuing coverage from the Twin Valley League Basketball Tournament. Scores and brackets are updated on our website as well at KNDYRadio.com.
Snow-capped roofs are a cozy winter sight. Harmful ice dams? Not so much. We will talk about ice dam remedies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 16th, the 16th day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean was born on this day, and in 1920, Prohibition became the law of the land. Homeowners in the Snow Belt know all about damage caused by ice dams on the roof. They form when escaping indoor heat causes rooftop snow to melt, which then refreezes near the eaves. Along with damage to shingles and the roof deck, melting water can back up behind those dams and seep into walls and insulation. Heating devices, chemicals, and roof rakes can relieve the symptoms. The only cure, though, is attacking the source of the problem. A well-sealed, ventilated, and insulated attic is your best bet for preventing ice dams. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
I
Your smile.